welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to spend these next few minutes together with me as we go into the Word of the Lord. And one of the burdens that has been on my heart the last several weeks and months is the knowledge that God is bringing His people, fitly framing them together in the body of Christ. We are certainly living in the end times. If anyone is familiar with the Word of God, we can see that prophecy is being fulfilled practically every day, and we see that the times are growing increasingly evil, and just as Paul told Timothy in the last days, perilous times shall come, and he describes them, and they certainly are written for the hour in which we are now living. But with that, regardless of what is going on in the world, God is going to have a glorious church, a church without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And He is raising up people today of precious spirits, of people who are hungering and thirsting after the Lord and His righteousness. And you know, the wonderful thing is, if you hunger after righteousness, you'll be filled. If you're thirsting, you will be satisfied. God has promised to satisfy those spiritual desires. So if you're hungry for more of God, if you're not satisfied where you've been or where you are right now, that's a good thing. And as you seek God's face and as you cry out to Him, He will hear you, because it's His desire that we are changed from glory to glory. That's how He's transforming us. Never are we meant to just stay the same. Nothing stands still. If you do, it's in a state of deterioration. Or spiritually, we call it backsliding. if you're not moving forward, you can't stand still. You begin to move back. And so, beloved, we are in a time in which every one of us needs to be prayerful before the Lord. And it doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. Every season of your life, as I share with the partners, is important to God. You may be in your 70s or in your 80s or even in your 90s, but as long as you have breath in your body and God has you here, He has reasons and purposes for you, for your life. And so as you move with the Holy Spirit, as you allow Him to impress upon your heart the things that He would have you do. Beloved, as we work together as the corporate body of Christ, we're going to see great and mighty signs and wonders. And as we return with a whole heart to the Word of God, that's why this ministry has always emphasized the Word of God. The slogan the Lord gave Brother Glass, my late husband, back in 1965 was the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. And so, beloved, as God's children, we have a responsibility to fulfill what no one else can fulfill, and that is God's destiny for our lives. But let's see what we can learn from a call that God placed upon one of His men, one of His prophets. And I'm going to be reading from the first chapter of Jeremiah, the first chapter. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were Anatoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. And I'm going to go around down to verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, and this is true for every single one of us, beloved. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And While you may not have the office of the prophet, beloved, you are called as a disciple, as a representative, as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've become a Christian, if you've been born again, if you're one of God's family, one of God's children, you represent your Father. You cannot get away from that calling. And so what was Jeremiah's response? He said, "Oh, Lord God, behold, I can't speak. I'm a child." But the Lord said unto me, "Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." These may be very familiar words to you, beloved, but I want you to hear the Lord speaking to you today. The response generally of those who are called of God is, "Lord, I've did the same thing in my own life. Lord, somebody else could do this better than I. I'm sure there's someone else much more qualified." But he looks at the heart, beloved. And so his response is, don't say that. Don't listen to yourself and say, "Well, Lord, you see, I'm not educated and I don't know the word and I haven't gone to Bible college and I don't have any qualifications and who am I and I can't speak and I don't have, you know, understanding of deep spiritual truths." He's not asking you to do that. He's just asking you to obey him. And so what does the Lord go on to say? He said, "You know, whatever I command you to speak, you shall speak, and be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." Then listen to this. "The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant." Hallelujah. Praise God. And so you might say, "Well, that's an amazing calling." But you know, beloved, you have no idea the scope and the dimension, the depth and the power of your prayers. Beloved, whether you are praying alone in your prayer closet or whether you may be in a prayer group that is anointed of the Lord, thank God for the intercessors across this land. We've been praying for God to raise them up. This ministry, every week we have a staff in prayer meeting, and also where we attend church, we're part of the very anointed prayer group that meets in the power of agreeing prayer. And we pray for the nation. We pray for the body of Christ. We're praying for revival. So, beloved, you can move the hand of God in nations. Only God knows. When we stand before him, we may begin to see some of the effect that our prayers and our willingness to obey. So don't feel confined by your circumstances, by the limitations in your life, because God knows all of them. He is not an unjust, unfaithful God. He will not ask you anything that you are not able to do through his grace and through his power and through his anointing. You can't do it yourself, that's for sure. But as Paul said, "In my weakness, when I am weak, then I am strong." So hear the word of the Lord. "He was called before I formed thee. I knew thee. I sanctified thee. I ordained thee." And like each one of you, beloved, you were called before God created you. You were set apart before you were born, before the foundation of the earth. He knew those who were going to be his. And obviously, the prophet couldn't explain it, nor couldn't deny it. His call, like all others, was the result of sovereign grace, like the call on your life. "My sheep," the Lord said, "know my voice, and whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate." Amen. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Romans, and let me turn to that. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 29, God says very clearly that he has a purpose, he has a reason, he has a significance in our lives. Romans 8:29 says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son," hallelujah, "that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." In verse 30, whom he did predestinate, them he called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Praise God. So what do we see in these chapters that I shared in the first chapter of verses, I should say, in the first chapter of Jeremiah, he starts to make excuses. And isn't that true? Isn't that something what God might place on your heart, or perhaps the pastor asks you to do something? He's like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. And so he begins to excuse himself. He says, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. And obviously, a child is not expected to be an eloquent speaker. A child is expected to be obedient and trustful. And isn't that what Jesus was talking about? He said, the kingdom of God must be received as a little child. Beloved, our sufficiency is not in ourselves, but of God. That's 2 Corinthians 3:5. And it's not to the wise and to the prudent, but unto the babes that God reveals the truth of the Lord. In fact, in the 10th chapter of 10th chapter of Luke, Jesus said that he rejoiced in spirit because he said, Father, I thank you that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes. He rejoiced, praise God. And so there was the call, there was the excuse, and then there was the commission. And so God said, he said, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Are you willing to do that? If God's been nudging your heart to speak to that coworker, are you willing to wait on the Lord for the right moment and to share something, to share the gospel? You know, all those years I walked in the world, those 10 years, I only had two people witness to me. And one was a Christmas card, believe it. And she never spoke about the Lord. All she said was, the King is coming. And I wasn't certain what to make out of that, but somehow I've never forgotten that. And so, beloved, there are so many that are just drowning in their troubles and sorrows and the things they're dealing with, the difficulties in their life. And God is waiting for you to say, yes, Lord, I can't do it myself. You might feel just as inadequate as Jeremiah, but God will give you the words. He's commissioning you. Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt be. The prophet has but one master and one purpose in his life, and that is to go where he's sent and to speak the word at God's commandment. One is your master, even Christ. The Lord may ask, who will go? But he never asks his servant, where will you go? And it's expected of God's called to be the ones who will faithfully speak the message that he gives them to speak. Praise God. Well, I'm going to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast, and I pray that you'll be able to join me. But again, as I always do, I do invite, if you have prayer needs, there may be things you're struggling with. You may feel that you just need God's extra grace. You may need self-confidence. You might need deliverance from the fear of man. Whatever it is, let me pray with you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.